part two of the Buzz Bubble with Peter Shankman. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
Your first book.
First book was Can We Do That? It was all about outrageous PR stunts. I had worked with a couple of different companies. We took a garbage truck, bought it from some guys in Brooklyn, painted it Yoo-Hoo colors, and drove around with a giant Nestle Quick Bunny being crushed in the back. And we took it all around the country and gave out free Yoo-Hoo all around the country to all the different concerts all around the country. It's a blast.
And generated sales. generated sales.
Yoo-Hoo and increased the brand awareness by about 7%.
Wow.
Up the sales. It was pretty decent.
That's a wonderful thing. See, people don't forget that this stuff can be measured. You know?
Oh, no question. If you're not measuring it, again, wasting your time.
I mean, even PR, you know, people get a pass. Well, I think it's, you know, you have to do it. And it's growing your brand, awareness. Well, you get the sense of how you have to measure it.
Second book was Customer Service, New Rules for a Social Media World. And that really touched on what we talked about earlier, the concept that customer service, if it's done well, will drive your brand. People will buy from you and will tell their friends about how great you are if they have an amazing experience. You know, last time you get upgraded on a flight, you know, you told everyone about it.
Oh, absolutely.
But when your flight was late, listen to the next time your flight's late. Everyone pulls out their cell phone. I'm never flying this airline again. You know,
right.
We're a society that only loves, that is only truly miserable about something after we've made everyone else around us miserable as well.
Right.
But
right.
We have a great experience. We love rubbing that in everyone's face. So give people a great experience. They will do your PR for you. They will tell everyone about it.
Yeah, I tell that to everybody. I say, you know, if you recover from a bad situation, mm-hmm. people will come back talk about it. They always come back.
It's a perfect example of Elliot Spitzer will be back in office within 5 years. Mark my words. He'll be back in elected office. Anthony Weiner will be at his best for the rest of his life, the most popular history professor at the University of Utah. And he, I don't know, for New York recently, Weiner was on track to be the next mayor, hands mm-hmm. down the next mayor, and from there governor, from there president. I mean, he had the life track written. And had he just come out and said, you know what, I meant to send that photo to my wife, I'm an idiot, I was trying to make some sexy time in the bedroom with my wife, I'm in more, everyone would be like, oh, you're a douche, whatever, you screwed up.
You know,
now...
Right.
You know, he goes out and blames the media. I was sitting in the Fox green room about to go on TV when he got hacked. When he announced that he got hacked. I was about to talk about him. Oh. I looked at Geraldo, who was right next to me. And I went, did you say he got hacked? Yeah. I go, no one knows him. He's not important enough to get hacked. What the hell is that?
And that's
it was
not
the
a good
beginning of the end. I'm like, wow, he should have just come out and admitted it.
Yeah, absolutely. Service culture. Customer service is immensely important. It's mm-hmm. it's everything because the transparency is there. How do you preach that to the folks that you work with? And, you know, how does that conversation go?
You have to lift that level of understand it. You have to, we live in a society that expects to be treated like crap. You go to a fast food chain, you order a Diet Coke, you expect to get a Coke. You order no ice, you expect to get it. You just don't expect stuff to work well. Treat your customers one level above crap. It doesn't even have to be good. Just one level above crap. They're gonna be
appreciate
excited. Treat them well. You know, give them 20% off, whatever they're going to be. Give them a free order of small fries, whatever.
Give them a Diet Coke when they ask for it.
Then you let them do your PR for you. And that's the service culture we're in. We're in such a bad service culture right now that it doesn't take much, you know, to make things better. The simple act, Continental used to do this when the flights were delayed, they'd bring in an ice cream cart. They just give out free ice creams. It was the stupidest thing. It got you fat, but you're like, oh, free ice cream, I don't care, 4 hours late. It was the greatest thing in the world. And we love that. You know, those are the kind of little things that you do that make people really brand loyal to you and we'll come back to you the next time they have $400 to spend to go visit grandma.
Now, speaking of customer service, Morton's, that amazing story. Huh. If you on a plane, you tweet and they show up with,
you know, it's
the
interesting.
Steak.
That was definitely a customer service win. I think what was great about it from Morton's perspective is they knew damn well exactly what they were doing. They knew, everyone's like, oh, well, it was a PR stunt. Of course it was a PR stunt. I didn't set it up. Understand, it wasn't pre-planned. You know, happened to see the tweet, they happened to show it, they could have missed me at the airport. A lot of things could go wrong, but they knew if it worked, it would have been awesome. So that was the thing. They took that shot. And they said, let's see if it works. And it worked.
It was great. That was unbelievable. So you tweeted the other day, am I a bad person? Because I don't think Pinterest is... I don't quite get it. What's the attraction?
I realize what it is. I don't have breasts. Pinterest is apparently
well, it's pretty
97% female.
Which and you don't scrapbook and you don't do crafts?
You know what it is though? My wife loves Pinterest. She also gets like 56 catalogs in the mail a day. I could like build a house out of Crate and Barrel catalogs this woman gets. And that's the thing. That's the difference. She loves Pinterest. That's the concept behind it. You know, if you're into catalogs, if you're a visual person,
yeah.
You know, I'm more of a talker.
Putting things into boxes and organizing and my life is good.
There's a site called Gentle Mint, which is supposedly the same thing for men.
Okay.
I start exploring. But yeah, it's, you know, and I just like this morning, I went to Pinterest and I'm like, okay, I'm going to create a board about all the hotels I've stayed at this year. And I got like through 5 hotels. I'm like, this is the most boring freaking thing. What am I doing this for? I saw no point. It just did nothing for me.
Oh, man.
That's it for part two of the Buzz Bubble with Peter Shankman. Tune in next week for part three.
If I was smart enough, my run-up career would be astronaut. Hands down, I'm not smart enough. And I'm the first person to admit that. Which is why it's so freaking cool to be on the Civilian Advisory Council. I'm like, I'm not smart enough, but
how smart
to NASA.
Be? You know, you joystick, you take off.
I also think I would have been a great teacher. Both my parents are teachers. Oh. I think it would have been really awesome to be a teacher.
I don't think I'd agree with that. You're kind of teaching everybody every day. All the people that follow you.
If I had the body, Chippendales would have put me through college, but I never had the body.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.